Why is it that I can walk in this with such freedom and liberty and joy with confidence? Galatians 3:13. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written. What did Jesus tell the devil? Here we tell him when he come with his curse thing, I've been redeemed from this. I've been redeemed from this. You can't put no coronavirus on me. I've been redeemed from it. I've been redeemed from it. I've been redeemed from it. What do you mean? When I was lost, you were lost. Satan had us in his grip. God purchased us through Jesus. How were you purchased? By the blood. I've been redeemed. That means I'm in a place inaccessible. You can't touch me. You can't have me. I've been redeemed. And I remind you, disease, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Christ had redeemed me from this curse. So he said, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that hangs on a tree. So that the blessing of who?
Abraham.
Might come on the Gentile. The Gentile people, which is us. That blessing has come on us. What blessing? That we might be saved, filled, healed, blessed, prosper, protected, one with the Lord. God is our Father, just like God is the Father of all the Jewish people that's born again. We are one big family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, in Christ Jesus, neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond, we are all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is why you and I can stand in the face of all this is going on and laugh and rejoice. And he started talking, just started laughing. Just start laughing. You can't touch me. This is why we do what we do. I know the world called us kook, but you watch and see, they're going to say, oh, we were the kook. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've been redeemed from these things. Psalm 91 tells us God is your protection. Luke 10:19. You can put that up. Luke 10:19. Hallelujah. Behold. Look. Pay attention. I'm about to say something. Behold, I give unto you, let's change that word, authority. I give unto you authority to do what? To tread on serpents and scorpions and over half of the power. Not only that I've been redeemed from them, these disease and curses, but I have authority over the fellow that's producing them. He used to be my Lord. He used to be my master, should I say. But now in Jesus, I'm his master. And I let him know that I know I'm his master. I don't do what you say, you do what I say. Because I've been given, I've been given authority over all these evil. They come in the form of serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Then he said nothing. And nothing. And what? And nothing. We're not going to get in the middle of our race and conquer out and some disease take us out. No. We're gonna follow the father of our faith that have gone before us. And Paul stood at the end of his journey. Shipwrecked, beaten, snake bitten, hungry, cold, all kind of things, stone, you name it, it happened to him. Yeah. But he stood at the end of his race. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. I kept the faith. I kept the faith. No matter what showed up, I kept the faith. I didn't turn and run when trouble showed up. I kept the faith. They threw me in jail. I kept the faith. Threw my feet in stock. I kept the faith. Feet fastened in stock. I sang his praise.
Yes. Glory to God.
And God came and rocked that jailhouse. Shook it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why am I so confident? Why can I be so courageous? Why everybody else is panicking? Why you be so bold? Why is it? All right, I'll tell you. 2 Timothy 1:7. If y'all can put it up, go ahead and put it up there. Listen. For God has not given you, say me. God has not given me the spirit of fear. God has not given you what?
Spirit of fear.
But of what?
Power.
Love. And a sound mind. I'm not foolish. My mind not twisted up. I'm not wishy-washy. I got a sound mind. How do you get it? I renewed it with the word. I think like God. I meditate upon his word. His thoughts are my thoughts. What he think about, I'm thinking about. Hallelujah. I keep my eyes on him. I think like he think. How you do it? I got his thoughts. Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took on him the form of a servant, then found in the fashion of a man, he did what? Humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has what? Highly exalted him. When he exalted Jesus, I got exalted. You got exalted. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I got a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have power.
Yes.
Sound mind. Power. Love. What can conquer love? Tell me. Love never fails. Never. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why am I this way? God has not given me the spirit of fear. Why? 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children. I came out of God. I've been born of God. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I got born again. I'm a new creature, a new creation. I am, you are, we are of God. We are God's children. And John said, in the 10th chapter of John, he who I hold in my hand, no man, no man plucks him out. No man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So